tobacco-flavored Doritos for when you want to give up smoking and you're ready to gain 50 pounds. Tobacco-flavored Doritos. Don't chew the gum or wear the patch. Sit back and munch for great tobacco flavor. Tobacco-flavored Doritos. Available in menthol for stores in the hood.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the worst fucking podcast you've ever heard. Both mics.
And welcome back. Thank you, Doritos. I can't wait to run out and try some tobacco-flavored Doritos. You, Mike?
Definitely. The menthol, for sure.
The menthol. Get me an Old English 40.
And
menthol Doritos.
A green bag.
Get some Cools. Pack of Cools.
I was thinking Newports.
Newports, yes, Newports. All right, so you went to Burger King and it cost like $100, and then you didn't see Dog the Bounty Hunter. You went to a luau, but you weren't wearing a grass skirt or coconuts.
We did two luau's actually.
Then you
Go ahead. Our first full day at the Disney Resort, we did a luau there too.
All right, so then you do character breakfast, you do the shrimp truck, but it's not the shrimp truck, but you went back to the shrimp truck and put the sticker on, and then you couldn't go to Kona because of the volcano, so that pretty much catches everybody up. Here's my question. When you are on the beach on beach days or beach time, were there some people there that should have had more clothes on than they did?
I didn't notice, bro. Really? Yeah, no. I didn't notice at all because, you know, both resorts that we went to, the Halekoa, which was the military resort, and then the Disney resort, they're both family-based resorts. You know, it wasn't like beaches or sandals or anything like that.
I mean, you didn't have like the 400-pound Italian hairy guy with the banana hammock on, right?
No, that they won't let him in Hawaii. He doesn't fit in the airplane seat.
Nice.
You'd have to buy two seats. Wow. And that was my fear on the way there and the way back. We had to split up our fly JetBlue to LA and then get on Hawaiian Airlines. On Hawaiian Airlines there and back, we had the four seats in the middle. You know, it went two seats, four seats, two seats.
Yeah.
We had the four seats, so we were good.
Right.
But the on JetBlue, it was three seats and then me someplace else.
Wow.
And I always fear, you know, it was like, you know, the next to them or a row ahead or a row back. I was right there to help. But my fear is always that the person that sits next to me is not going to fit in their seat and be like half in my seat and, and in their own seat. But I was lucky both times.
So Kevin Smith wasn't on the flight.
Yes, no such occurrence has happened like that. Speaking of Kevin Smith, Clerks 3 on the onboard entertainment for that night. So I watched Clerks 3 on the way to LA, and then I watched Clerks 3 from JFK back home. So
was that the only option, or did you have more options?
Oh, there was other options.
I didn't know if the whole plane was watching it. That's all.
Right. No, that would have been funny. Rated R movie like that.
Yeah.
I watched part of the Elvis movie, too. And I watched other movies, which I don't remember what they were.
What's the responsibility there? Because I'm trusting that the viewing thing you're looking at is either hanging from above or it's in the seat in front of you. Which is it? Is it hanging from?
It is up here.
Yeah.
My laptop is here. So it's above my laptop.
Okay.
And I'm always looking at you. I'm looking at you right now.
So here's my question. Are you responsible as a parent or as an adult, I should say, if you're watching something like Clerks 3 on an airplane and there's a 7-year-old who can see your screen and see something he probably shouldn't be seeing? Is that on you? Is that on the other parent? What happens there? I'm curious.
I'm thinking it's on me because believe it or not, when you click on it, there's actually a disclaimer. Blah blah blah. Make sure that other people can't see your screen because of possible content that might be on your screen. There's no nudity in Clerks 3, so that's one thing. That's no big deal. But there's a lot of smoking references, and they're smoking a joint that's this big at one part of the movie, and things like that. So people having heart attacks. So that's the thing. They have a little disclaimer or warning. Hey, be careful that the people next to you might see your screen, blah blah blah. But I never saw the person next to me. I never saw their screen because I was watching my screen. So I guess anybody watching their screen ain't seeing my
Yeah,
screen either.
and there is a thing that I used to have in the car business, because people would try to break their neck to turn around and look at my computer to think that they were going to interpret some information differently than I was. Like I was screwing them, and somehow the information on my computer would be the way they were going to find me out. So they're like, and if I stepped away from my desk, they would be breaking their neck to look around. So what I did was, there's this thing, it's like a privacy screen, and you put it over, and you have to be sitting right in front of it at a certain angle to see everything. And if you're not, it's all black. You can't see nothing. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen
Right.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've worked in offices where they use those all the time.
Yeah. It was pretty funny, because I would purposely leave the office so somebody would try to break their neck looking around the computer and stuff. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I was bored. Anyway, so all right, so you missed the volcano, too much sulfur in the air. You went to the beach. There were appropriately clothed people, so you were okay. The kids, did they have like a kid beach area or a kid park thing or a kid, or did they ride out to the kids club on the boat?
Yeah, it's called Splash Academy, and it's for 3-year-old and older, and they had a blast there. Xander cried every time we went to pick him up, and we dropped him off as much as we could, believe me. But we weren't on the boat much. It was
Right.
100 it was 168 hours to the week, and we were in a port somewhere over 100 hours altogether. So, you figure 56 of that, if you sleep 8 hours a day, 56 hours of that, you're sleeping, which leaves 12 hours. So, like after dinner, we would bring them up there 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock during the day. On a couple of days when we either got back early or just stayed on the boat, we brought them up there. And it was good and relaxing. We were able to go see the adult comedy show and the different variety shows that they have on board in the theater. And not be having to, yell, sit down, sit still, be quiet,
Now, I remember you
and just.
discussing, based on where the boat was registered, it had to be American, like 51% American staff or something, or English speaking or whatever. Was
51%.
that the Disney part you were on?
No, that was on the Norwegian cruise that we were just on.
Was that noticeable on the boat? Was that you could you
Yes.
tell?
Yes. Yeah. And you notice a lot of the backstage staff was the Filipino and the Indian and stuff like that. Like the guys working the engine room, the guys painting, different areas of the ship, and people working in the kitchen in the galley. We had a waiter, and it was kind of cool. They have the name tags. It'll say Joe, and it'll say where they're from below it. And it was one of our waiters. I think the sixth or fifth night was Joe. Claremont, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap. And
Well, I mean,
it
think
was a
about it. If you have an opportunity to go live in Hawaii and have a job and you're young, I mean,
yeah.
I went to Yellowstone, same thing. I was like, screw it, I'll go here for 6, 8 months, whatever, hang out, see how it is. And I loved it. Going back soon.
Your room and board is paid for. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
no, it was
And
a good deal.
yeah, all the time, people from different parts of the country is like, oh, cool.
All right, any rebel rousers on the cruise? Anybody getting escorted off, not getting let back on the boat? There were problem. There was some sort of scuffle. Nothing.
Nothing. No,
All right.
it was definitely the geriatric geritol cruise. A lot of walkers, a lot of scooters. At one point, I thought that our kids were the youngest kids on the boat until I started running into more kids at the kids club. Yeah. So yeah, but not a lot of young kids, not a lot of young families, mostly old couples.
All right, because I was going to ask, was it like Port Charlotte, where it was newlywed or nearly dead? That was pretty much the.
Yeah. No, it was definitely God's waiting room or heaven's waiting room.
All right, so you've done everything we talked about. Did we skip anything? Did you do something that we didn't talk about?
We mentioned the pool just now. It was, I forget which day it was, but we were back early. I think it was the last day of the cruise. It was a Friday. And this is a smaller boat. This is probably a third of the size of the average boat that's out there now being built. For reference, the Disney Magic is 83,000 tons. This boat is 60,000 tons. So it's a smaller boat. And with no casino on board, it is illegal to have any gambling in Hawaii. Very strange. Gambling is against the law in Hawaii altogether. No lotto, no nothing. But this boat rocks. It's you feel it moving because it's a smaller boat. Bigger
Wow.
boats, you barely feel them move. This boat was rocking and rolling. And we go up to the pool deck, and the pool is going back and
Oh, I thought
forth.
it was a
The deck is
wave
the edge.
pool. I saw that.
It was. Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah, but I thought it was a wave pool. I thought it was supposed to be that way.
No,
Oh.
no. And that was calm. When it got to the point where the kids were hanging out the edge, and when the wave came, they were flopping out of the pool like
Wow.
fish.
Wow.
And so we got in. Brenda and I got in the pool, and it was because I knew they were going to close it any minute.
Yeah.
And it was she's like, I can't go in. I go, well, I can carry you. And yeah, she was too short, and the waves were just going over my head, so they were going over her head.
Wow.
And soon enough, they came and they closed it, and they actually emptied the water out of it because the water was going everywhere.
Wow, that's funny. That's actually funny. So, did they have like the special dress up night or the wear a costume night or whatever on the cruise?
I think they might have had a theme night or two, but we really didn't pay attention. We were kind of going to the beat of our own drum. We did dress up in family matching Hawaiian outfits for pictures and things like that. I'm sure you saw them online. Yeah, we bought a. And you could tell because we were shopping for them on Amazon, and there was like about a dozen different prints that we could have picked, and we picked this particular purple one because we knew it was different. And you saw people everywhere wearing all the other ones, the red one, the blue one, the black one, and they were all like different families were wearing the same clothes. It was kind of weird, but that's why we picked the purple because they were different. But
Nice.
it was cool. Yeah,
Now,
we picked.
just to be clear, I've seen these families before at the parks. You don't put your kids on a leash, right? Because that's the next thing that I see. All right, just checking.
Nope.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, every kid's different, and maybe yours has got ADD and is uncontrollable, or so. I'm not yours, as in you, Mike, but the person that has their kid on a leash. But yeah, I don't think I could put my kid on a leash.
Yeah, no. And now they disguise it as a backpack with a leash. Remember,
Yes.
it used to be around the wrist. It used to be around the wrist, and that was pretty blatant, you know. Now they disguise it as a backpack with a leash.
Well, now they're going to come
I
out
guess.
with the kitty care shock collar, where mom has the yeah. See, what you do is it's like a location device, and you use the app on your phone. And if your kid strays too far outside the perimeter, you press the button, and it shocks his neck until he turns around and comes back. Yeah, like a dog, right? Yeah. Man, I ought to patent that idea. Friggin' awesome.
But it was good. It was good all together. Granted, the trip back was arduous. We got on the plane at 4:45 in the afternoon in Honolulu, and we landed 10 hours or 9 hours later in JFK, and it's 32 degrees out. We're wearing shorts and t-shirts.
Nice.
Yeah. And luckily, we didn't have to go outside anywhere. But JFK, we had to take a tram from one terminal to another, which brought us through TSA again in New York. So it was on the outside, not the plane side, the shuttle or the terminal switching, which sucked. So, but it wasn't that bad going through again and
So, did
got
you
to
have
pull.
time to get like a bagel or pizza in New York?
Okay, that's yeah, we got there early in the morning and we had a 3 hour layover. So like there's gotta be a bagel place. So we went and I found the bagel place and they were not New York bagels. It was a New York bagel place, but it tasted like a Lender's bagel. It just
Wow.
wasn't good. It
Disappointing.
might have been like yesterday's bagel. And I found them. I found them on Facebook and I told them their bagels suck. And you're like, oh, we're so sorry. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you call
You
yourself
know
New
what they
York
are.
Bagel Place. They probably didn't even boil and bake. They probably steamed them.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was L&L Bagel out of Brooklyn. And yeah, I went to their website and like they sell their stuff in supermarkets. I'm like, oh yeah, well,
Well,
I
there
should
you
have
go.
known.
The L was for lenders, like you said. The L was for lenders, right?
Yeah.
All right. So no pizza then. No pizza.
No, we did, believe it or not, we did a pizza at the Disney Resort because it was actually a pizza was $20 and it was like probably the cheapest meal we had while we were on vacation. To feed all four of us for $20.
Was that in Hawaii?
Yeah, at
Okay.
the Disney Resort,
Did you
Aulani.
have pineapple on that pizza?
No, but we did.
I don't like it either. I'm just asking. Was that a thing
Yeah,
they
we had
were
so much
doing?
pineapple though that I was kind of getting tired of pineapple. That's how much pineapple you had everywhere
Really?
you turn. Yeah.
So at the luau, did they have like pork ribs or what did they have?
They had prime rib.
Nice.
They had
Okay.
prime
Because
rib.
prime rib's native to Hawaii, I guess, huh?
Yeah,
Kauai.
exactly, right. It's on sale in Publix this week too, $5.99 a pound. Make sure you pick one up.
Wow.
Yeah, I gotta run by tomorrow morning, get one. Not for Christmas, just to have one. They had the rice. They always have the rice and different kind of cookies and cakes. And they have they always do the roast pig, the pig on the spit. But
Right.
they don't have, but it's the pork from that, the pulled pork from that they have there. And
Did you?
the kids, they gave them what was called bento boxes, which
Yeah.
was like a 5 foot box and had
Right.
like a bunch of different compartments. And they had macaroni and cheese and chicken fingers and the pulled pork. They had a little bit of everything for them to chew on. And for $600 for the four of us, I was hoping that they would eat a little bit more than a couple mouthfuls of macaroni and cheese.
For the luau, 600.
And that was that's on the cheaper side. And then that was preferred seating. I figured we go if we're gonna, we're gonna go, we're gonna do it right.
No,
We
I
were
hear you.
like
Absolutely. Let me ask you,
we were
is this a place you're going back to or you're one and done?
we're gonna go again. We will go again. It was that nice, and granted I'll probably like pick July and hate it, but yeah, just after like the beginning of end of November, beginning of December is perfect. And granted the resort was busy. The Disney resort was busy on the weekend. On the Monday and Tuesday it wasn't, but Saturday and Sunday it was packed. But yeah, we'll go again, probably when the kids are older and more able to enjoy.
Now, it doesn't look like you're at this place. It looks like you're in your office. But are you like at McDonald's in the playhouse there or something or what?
So, can you hear the children?
Oh, I
Yeah,
don't know.
Brenda and her mom are out shopping, and I got the boys in the living room quietly watching TV.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, quietly watching TV.
So, did you have spam when you were in Hawaii? Did you have spam?
I didn't. I had a chance to, and it's everywhere. Spam t-shirts, spam this, spam that, spam stuffed animals, the whole nine yards. Now, the one thing that I wanted to try, and I've had two different times, was I think it's called Moco Loco, MOCOLOCO, two words, and it's a bowl, and it's rice, and then a burger patty or spam, and then a sunny side up egg on top of it, and with gravy, brown gravy. Now, I'm not a fan of eggs. I don't like runny eggs. So both times I had to make it over hard. So it was like like a hard boiled egg. And I was able to eat it that way. And both times I got it with burger. I didn't get it with spam. But I like spam. I've had spam. My dad made it all the time, and I probably have it here at the house once a year. So
All right, now what about a Hawaiian punch? Did you have Hawaiian punch?
I had Hawaiian rum punch,
Okay.
yes, but not Hawaiian punch.
Did you
No.
teach the kids about Hawaiian punch? Did you tell them, hey, when I was little, I drank a drink called Hawaiian punch? No, nothing.
No, nope. Nope, unfortunately not.
Now, what else did you find out about Hawaii while you were there that you did not know? Like you were like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, that was something I did not expect.
Hawaii was a British colony. It's actually a British flag in the state flag of Hawaii. And they were owned, controlled by the Brits for maybe 10 years. And that was enough influence for them to have a British flag in their state flag. Kind of one of those duh Hawaiian moments that I was, came across.
Did you
Yeah.
see any
And then,
any hardcore indigenous type folks there? Like, they're living in a grass
Yeah.
hut and stuff.
I don't know about Grass Hut, but yeah, there's some hardcore Polynesian people there, and there's different levels. There's pure Hawaiians that only date and procreate with other Hawaiians, and then there's the mixed, and then there's the people from the outside that have come to the islands to live. So yeah, it's definitely interesting for sure.
Did you eat poi?
I didn't. Brenda did. She says it has no flavor.
Yeah, it's disgusting, I think.
Yeah, she said it's like if you,
You dip
like
your
plaster
fingers in
putty.
it or something?
Yeah, like plaster putty. That's what if you ever would attempt to eat that, that's what you would think, it tastes like. But that's what poi tastes like to her, was plaster of Paris.
Now you mentioned Hawaiian rum punch. Was there any other drink there that you like, oh, this I have to have this because it's, if I'm going out west, maybe I'm gonna have a cowboy drink or whatever that is. Did it have any
Right.
thick drinks that you drank?
Rum punch and Mai Tai. Mai Tai is their big thing there. And there's a
Oh,
couple different ways to make Mai
you like
Tai.
Mai Tai, Mai Tai. You want Mai Tai?
There's a couple different ways to make Mai Tais, and one of them is with grapefruit juice, and I don't like that. But this is the Hawaiian flag. People
Wow.
watching at home, that's the Hawaiian flag.
That's crazy.
Is it? I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, maybe they should have a red circle there, because didn't Japan occupy part of it for some islands or something, or no? Or they just bombed Pearl Harbor?
They just bombed Pearl Harbor. And the history behind that is amazing. I wish I had a memory to remember it, but just as it's being conveyed to you, you're just like, unbelievable how they pulled off that thing. It's 300 something airplanes, and yeah, it was kind of cool. But the whole history of the islands is just fascinating
So did you get to see all of Hawaii, or was there a part of it that you didn't get to see that you were like, oh, darn, I wanted to see that maybe next time, or what?
Black Sand Beach, an actual Black Sand Beach. They were there, and we either couldn't find them, or we didn't stop in the right place, or I just didn't know where to look for them. But yeah, I wanted to see a black sand beach.
Okay, now that brings me to my next question. Were there African American people in Hawaii outside of military?
Outside military, outside of tourists,
Yeah.
I didn't see very many. And
So.
Polynesians are they, one person actually explained to me that Polynesians are our color. But they're out in the sun so much that they're tan. They're constantly tan. So,
So the Polynesian people consider themselves to be Caucasian, is what you're saying.
yes.
Wow, I see. I didn't know that either. I thought you
Yeah.
got some sort of extra tax break by being from an island or something. No, really, I'm not making it up. I thought you did.
That might be the case, but as far as skin color, not nationality, creed, or religion, they consider themselves white.
Were there Latin people there?
No,
Again,
no.
not the
Well,
military, but
right.
general living people.
No, it was just like straight up Hawaiian people. But I kind of like had to remind myself that they were Hawaiian people and that they weren't Puerto Rican, Cuban, or Mexican. Between
Well,
living in San Antonio with Mexican and here with the Cubans and Puerto Ricans, I had to remind myself. It's weird.
so outside of the cruise lines, was there places where it was all Polynesian, or that's all that worked at a lot of places you went to was, people that you perceived to be Polynesian? Was that the case, or were there people like this guy, Joe from Claremont?
Yeah, well, he was on the boat, but actually, there were a lot of Hawaiians on the boat too. A lot of the staff was from Hawaii on the boat, which makes sense.
Right.
To get from Claremont to work is kind of a hike. But yeah, if they're from the islands, that it's a lot easier.
Did you get to see a nasty part of Hawaii? Did you get to see any like on your way to this place, you had to walk by this block, and thank goodness I didn't walk down that alley or nothing? Was there a place like that or no?
If there was, it was not where we were. I wasn't afraid for myself at any time, but all you constantly hear is your car being broken into and the crime, the high crime in Hawaii. And I'm like, I don't see it, but I'm sure they're not lying to
Well,
me.
good. You were
But
fortunate. You didn't have anything happen. If it was high crime, what they're telling you, I'm glad
yeah.
nothing bad happened. Jeez. How about gasoline? What were the name of the gas stations there? Did you see any?
Remember 76?
Yeah.
Not Phillips 66, but just straight
Right.
76.
Yeah. Union. Union
76 was there,
76 or something. Yeah.
and we noticed Texaco.
Yeah. Okay.
Texaco. $5.30 to $5.50 a gallon.
Did they have 7-Elevens there or Circle K's
Yes.
or what?
Both actually, yeah. They
Really?
did. Yeah.
Huh.
I think that's where I stopped for gas at Circle K.
Wow, I thought that was a Southern thing. I had no idea they were like that. Wow. How about, is there an RFC there?
Kind of redundant. I don't know. I if there
They could
was,
have it
they would
outside. They wouldn't even have to have animatronics. It's already outside.
exactly. We did hard. We probably no Rainforest Cafe. I don't remember ever that one being on the list. But Hard Rock Cafe, there is one in Honolulu. Brenda collects the shot glasses from all the
Yeah.
ones that she's been to around the world, being in the
Right.
Navy and whatnot. We probably have 25 different shot glasses from all the different Hard Rocks. But this one, open to the outside. It was on the second level, and then there was
Nice.
a just huge balcony that was open to the outside. Really nice.
So it's nice that you had that outside experience, but it wasn't like 110 degrees with all that humidity. It was nice airflow and everything. It was cool.
Yep, all consistently a breeze and perfect temperature, perfect humidity.
Did you see anybody riding a horse?
No horses, no carriage rides downtown or anything like that. Honolulu is a bad, like their highway system and everything is just bad.
So everybody was driving like utility type vehicles. There weren't like luxury sedans, there were utility vehicles.
A lot of Jeeps.
Yeah.
A lot of Jeeps. Jeep does a big business there at the airport for the rentals and everything.
Did you
That was
have
probably.
shaved ice?
I'm not a fan of shaved ice. Brendan did have it once or twice with the boys, and yeah, not a fan of shaved ice. But that's a huge thing in Hawaii, I guess, because it costs pennies to make, and it could charge you, 1,000% profit.
Did you bring home a pineapple?
No, I thought about it, and you can get Hawaiian pineapples pretty much anywhere, kinda. They're hard to come by in the States, but yeah, they're real good. And I think you can get like one ship to your house for like $50.
Wow.
And then yeah, it was outrageous, but yeah, Hawaiian pineapples are good.
So you notice the difference? I mean, you could tell the difference. You trust you had some pineapple there.
Being in the produce business, I've had Hawaiian pineapples, in comparison to your typical pineapple that you get in, HEB, Publix, wherever, usually is from Guatemala or Costa Rica. And so, and also strange, it's a lot of their import stuff comes from the Philippines.
Wow.
A lot of
That's a long way to
Filipino
go.
imports. Yeah. Well, it's halfway, Philippines to LA. It's a
Was there any regional soft drink? Like, did Coca-Cola look different? Was there everyone was drinking Grape Knee-High or some shit like that? Was there a regional drink?
No, I don't think so. Like Big Red is big in Texas.
Right.
Was there something in Hawaii? I don't think so.
Now, when
No.
you went to a place outside the ship and you're drinking a soft drink or whatever you're drinking, or
Yeah.
let's say I'm drinking, I trust they don't have iced tea. That's more of a southern thing, right?
Yeah, I did not see iced tea. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ordered a Coke and you drank your Coke and you wanted another Coke, was that another $4.95, or did they fill it, refill it?
Yeah, I was never charged for a second drink. So yeah, refills were just like on the mainland.
No, I'm just always curious because when I went one
Yeah.
of my trips back to Jersey, we were at the hotel and they had like this banquet room where they did breakfast in the morning. I was there for a death, unfortunately, and we're sitting there and we had just gotten back in a half hour before from drinking all night, at the bar. So
Right.
we stumble in, take a shower, go to the lobby, and I'm like dehydrated. I'm like, oh my God, I need a Diet Coke or something. So I ordered Diet Coke and I go, can you just bring me a pitcher? And they say, okay, I'll have to charge you for the pitcher. I'm like, how much could it be? They charged me for like five, it was like $20 for a pitcher of Coke, dude. That was back like in 04 at the Holiday Inn in
Wow.
Carteret, New Jersey. I was a little bit beside myself, but yeah, so
Wow.
that's why I'm always curious when you go places regionally what that situation is, because I like to drink a lot of
Yeah,
soft
no, it makes
drinks. It's not
sense.
good for me, but
Exactly. Yeah. So, excuse me.
All right, so no spam there. We went to a shrimp
No
truck,
spam.
went to the Dole plantation. Did you see any plantation
Yeah.
workers? Were they out there actually working? Like fielding the
No,
crop
no,
or planting or?
no, no. And we drove through the plantation. We took a train ride through the fields and everything. And there was really not much going on. It was what day? It was a Saturday. No, it was a Thursday. So yeah, 9 to 5, someone should have been there working. And they had different fields with different, like a field of pineapple. A pineapple takes like 18 months to grow, and they can get two crops out of a field before they have to like plow it under and recirculate the soil.
All right, so we spent a lot of time on Hawaii today, but we didn't
Yeah.
cover the birthday. Did you listen to the birthday song that I
I
sent
did
you?
listen to the birthday
Have you
song.
ever heard that before?
No, I will. Which Oni's trying to find it here. Zoom, zoom, funny cards, happy holidays.
I thought I sent you an MP3. Anyway, I'm going to play
Oh,
it right here on the show. I'm
oh,
going
okay.
to play it right here. It's the My Name is Zoom song, Happy Birthday, Michael. I don't know. I heard this all my life. Like every time it was my birthday, my mom would play this. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I thought it was old because it wasn't like a crystal clear sounding type of thing.
Yeah, it came like a 45 looking type record, but it didn't have a big hole in the middle. It was like plastic. And I'll put a picture up of it. And they did them in everybody's name, you know. It was kind of like that thing we used to watch, Romper Room. And if she said your name looking through the glass or whatever at the end, you felt really good that day. So, anyway, I don't know why. Happy birthday. Any big thing you're going to do we have about 2 minutes here. Any big thing you're doing for your birthday?
Well, besides 9 to 5 work, you know, I'm going out to dinner tomorrow night. Brenda, my mother-in-law, and the boys. And Brenda's like, "Where do you want to go?" I go, "I got to pick where I want to go for my birthday."
Go to a pick where? Find a Hawaiian place. Go to a Hawaiian place.
Right. Well, for Christmas Eve, we'll be down by my mom's, and there's a tradition. It's a big Jersey thing or New York thing. You go for Chinese food on Christmas Eve.
Ah.
So we're going to the Ichiban Buffet
nice.
on 182 for Christmas Eve dinner.
Nice. Look up the health inspection before you go. I'm just saying, a lot of them buffet places, man. You got to go. Here's the key. Here's the key to not getting sick when you go to a buffet place. You show up in the middle of the heat of the shift because you don't show up first because the probability of you getting leftovers is high early in the shift. But mid-shift, when they have to keep making stuff and restocking stuff, at least you know that stuff is reasonably fresh.
Right, right. I've never had problems at a Chinese buffet. I did have a issue at a place called Oriental Luau in Old Tappan, New Jersey, where we were like 19, and as long as we had our library card, we can drink.
Nice.
So we drank a lot and ate a lot of different food. And I definitely got food poisoning there at the Oriental Luau, which is now gone and replaced by Million Dollar Homes in Old Tappan, New Jersey.
Nice. Nice way to end the show. I like it.
Nice.
So this was 153 here. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Doritos. I hope you brought out lots of tobacco-flavored Doritos. And, again, menthol for those inner-city stores and those inner-city people who want to, enjoy menthol.
Bag of potato chips in Hawaii. Bag of potato chips in Hawaii?
Yeah.
$8.
Wow. I'm glad I'm not living in Hawaii. Anybody to shout out to, Mike?
Judge Ito for Doritos.
There you go. Our regular shout outs here, Gino Losi, he'll put you on a big fish. Check him out on the socials. Dustin Levine over at the Mountain Patch Theater. Go buy some tickets for your staff, buy some advertising or whatever. They do great work over there at the Community Theater, Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. And check out my friend Night Fan Stan over at Jet Set Printing in Central Florida for all your printing needs. Mike, it's been good. I'll talk to you in just a few. We'll check back and we'll roll out the next one, all right?
All right,
I'll talk to you in a minute.
Take care, folks.